We're going to fire up the old phone line. And Colleen, do we have you?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you very much for spending this Christmas Eve night with us. And we appreciate you taking a couple minutes.
Well, thank you.
Now, how did you get involved in studying, you know, relationships between, like, employees and bosses? I think this is fascinating.
Well, I was a manager at one point, and in addition to that, I have been a speaker and a trainer for over 15 years now. I've conducted, I'd say maybe 1,100, maybe more programs all over the country, especially in the area of leadership. And I do a lot of speaking for managers and supervisors on how to manage a difficult employee. And the more they would share with me, I used to kind of joke and say, my gosh, you know, with the stories all of you are giving me, I could practically write a book. And then the thought occurred to me, I should.
Oh, wow. And thus your book. Now, your book's coming out after Christmas. And
yes.
What is the title of your book going to be?
The title is Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, How to Advance Your Career and Have More Fun at Work.
Oh, that is awesome. What are some common mistakes that people make at work, or some things that they may unknowingly be doing out there that is putting them in harm's way?
Well, aside from number one, the first one was somebody who's excessively absent or chronic tardiness, like the clock watchers who arrive late and take off so fast from work they practically leave skid marks and they've got all the excuses. I think that one goes without saying. The second one, and this could almost be number one, and this is just huge, and this information is common sense, but common sense isn't always practically applied, and that is negativity. The person who is complaining, they have a lack of buy-in, such as the problem child whiner who complains and they don't have any solutions, or they want you to come up with their solutions. And their toxicity is like a cancer that spreads. And as you know, Rich, it can affect everybody. I think I saw your background was as a sales manager and a district manager.
Correct, absolutely. And I've had quite a few of those types on my teams over the years that and especially you had a good point there a second ago, that not only do they complain, but they never have any solutions to the complaints. You know, that I used to call it throwing a monkey on my desk. You know, they would come in with their complaints and then expect me to fix it.
Yes, and that's it. It's not when you come to them with a legitimate complaint or a potential problem or challenge, that's fine, especially if you have an idea for a solution. But it's really just that person who is constantly negative. And, boy, what I hear from these managers, and, you know, many of them are employees themselves, is, you know, a bad attitude can be more contagious than the common cold. And then another one that I have, and this could almost be the same as negativity, this ranked a strong third, high drama. And this is similar to the negativity pet peeve, high drama people who really they leave the same bitter aftertaste. For example, disruptive gossips, tattletales, the sense of entitlement employees, the pot stirrers, or the people who talk all day, every day about their personal lives.
And the funny thing about it is I think a lot of times people are almost held captive by them when they're talking, that they feel like they need to be polite and listen. But in actuality, those people aren't participating in the conversation. And, you know, so I think it's tough for the people surrounding those types of employees.
You know, exactly. It really is, because, as you said, people feel like they have to be polite. And really the best thing to do is to say something like, you know, I know this is something you really want to talk about, and at the same time, I want to make sure I get back to doing my work. Or sometimes you just have to be very tactful and diplomatic and saying, you know, I can see this is something that you really want to talk about, and at the same time, I like both of you. I'd rather not get in the middle of it, especially with the gossips because it really brings down the morale. And I have a lot of managers who say to me, you know, I don't want to be everybody's babysitter, or now two people are having a fight and managers say to me, I feel like I'm everybody's referee, or I feel like I'm running an adult daycare.
And I guess in the job market that we're in out there, it's almost easier, since there's so many people competing for so few jobs, it's almost easier to just make a change, you know, for the manager's sanity. And some of these people, you know, they might be very good at their job itself, but they find themselves unemployed and almost like the old Roadrunner and the Coyote, they run off the cliff before they know it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's a very good analogy. And I call those people high performance, high maintenance, because a lot of bosses have said to me, you know, somebody can be a high performer, but if all my time and energy is starting to be, you know, used up putting out the fires, then I have to start looking at how much is this costing me, how much is it costing the other employees in terms of productivity. So I've had some people say, you know, I'd rather have somebody who is low skill but high will. So you're right. If it's really starting to drain them of their energy, it's like, you know, there's so many good people out there, they can get somebody else. And then number four is combative, somebody who challenges authority, lack of respect, doesn't follow the chain of command. And I think combative, that's kind of similar to the other two. I actually had one manager who told me that when he delegated something to his subordinate, and this was a very young employee that he delegated to, the person said, and what are you going to be doing? I don't know about you, but I'd be tempted to say, I'll be working on your review.
Now, people who feel like they have been slighted, or they feel that there is an issue that they need to bring up, I mean, there's, I guess, good ways of doing it and bad ways of doing it. If you feel like there's something that you need to address with management at a company, what tips would you give to people to do it in the right fashion?
That's an excellent question. I think the first thing would be to find a time when they're available and they can really talk to you, because nowadays it seems as if one person's doing the work of about three people, and I'm sure your listeners can relate to that. So first finding out what would be a good time for your boss, maybe just saying, you know, do you have a few minutes that I can talk to you? And they may very well say yes. And so I would start out by letting them know that you know they're busy. I know you're busy, and at the same time, there's something that I want to bring to your attention because I think it's important. And then bring up whatever it is, tactfully, calmly, objectively. And if you have an idea, bring up what your idea would be in terms of the solution. And then you could just say something like, you know, what are your thoughts on this? And then that way, it's more as if you're making a request and not a demand, but at the same time, you're really offering a solution.
Well, and I can tell you, as a manager over the years, my biggest pet peeve were people who had an issue with something and then just went around me or went over my head before giving me the opportunity to address it. I always tried to tell people that if you come to me and I don't address it, or you don't feel like I've given you satisfaction towards it, then feel free to go around me or go over my head, but at least give me the opportunity to do that first. I mean, is that a reasonable expectation for a manager to have of people?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, part of number four is someone who's combative, challenges authority, has a lack of respect for you, the manager, and others. And part of number four, somebody who doesn't follow the chain of command. So you're absolutely right. They go above the manager's head where, you know, really they could have gone to the manager initially. So I think the key to being an exemplary employee, recondition yourself to be solution focused rather than problem focused, and just like you said, Rich, above all else, go to your manager first.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I think that you know, and so people sometimes walk a mile in your shoes that they don't understand, you know, sometimes when you have to make a decision, you're looking down at things from a higher level or, you know, from 30,000 feet, you can see the whole playing field and everybody else, you know, sometimes just gets compartmentalized in their own individual things and they can't see the big picture.
Exactly. I don't think the employees do always see the big picture and where they fit in with it. For example, if you take a gossip employee, you know, a lot of times they're trying to make themselves look better by gossiping negatively about everybody else. And the big picture is they don't realize that other people are starting to think, I wonder what they say about me when I'm not around.
Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of times, I think you said earlier, a lot of times these people are high performers. And, you know, and then when they don't get the promotion or they don't get the raise, they wonder why.
Yes. Yes. If somebody wants more recognition or a raise, everything I've talked about are really some important do's and don'ts.
And this is an important time of the year with the new year coming around and companies are going to begin to outline, you know, their 2011 strategy. So, you know, these are nice, simple things that people can think of. You know, almost make a New Year's resolution out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
If our listeners want to find out a little bit more or get some more information from you, I see you have a website, the bouncebackhire.com. Is that the best place to go?
Yes, absolutely. Bouncebackhire.com. And while the book is coming out, not for a couple of months, I do have a series of audio tapes there on the website that can really help your listeners.
Awesome. So that's bouncebackhire.com, all one word, bouncebackhire.com. Colleen, thank you so very much for spending a couple minutes with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Rich, for having me.
And I hope you come back and talk to us. And we should have you back right when the book's coming out and we can replug it for you.
I would love to.
Oh, that is awesome. And I saw your note that you would like a copy of the interview, so my producer, Jake, has recorded it for you. We'll send it over to you via email.
Absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm really honored to have been interviewed.
Oh, not a problem. Have a very Merry Christmas, Colleen.
Thank you, Rich. You too.
All right.